We present G.F. Newman's The Corrupted. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah. 2007. And a strange calm had settled over me at the prospect of another 10 years in prison. I hadn't even bothered to ask if they were additional or to run concurrently. Some of the other cons and screws were outraged by my result, but the person most hurt was Mum. She'd aged badly. The fight seemed to have gone out of her. I was worried she might attack Joey Olinska in the street. Things weren't working out for him, but I doubt if he believed in karma or accepted it existed. His wife's cancer returned. Now that had to be karma. Not punishment, but a journey of learning. Joey was getting problems coming from all directions. The DEA were investigating his opioid drugs. Now this kicked into the corruption investigation over bribing the FDA official John Quayle that hadn't gone away. It looked like Joey had wasted his money setting up a fund for Quayle's children at college, and the £50,000 to the FBI agent Rex Pike, if Tony Wednesday actually gave him the dosh. Sonia Hope came to interview me so often, the prison authorities began to suspect another purpose. She enthusiastically encouraged me to appeal my new sentence and conjoin the previous sentence. She must be doing more work on my behalf than she did for the police these days. She managed to track down Julian Turwitt's criminal convictions and reinstate his CRO file, and she found a definite connection between Joey Olinska and the trial judge, Sir Peter Ballady. They were friends at the Savile Club, his usual waiter willingly confirmed. And with the help of John Redfords, she gathered all Tony Wednesday's successful arrests and convictions that were being investigated. Then I got a real shock when she next came to visit me.
There you are, Brian. You're a nice policewoman to see here.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll be glad when you find enough evidence to set him free, Sonia. He's one prisoner I'd like to see the back of. For all the right reasons.
We're working on it, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I wish it'd go faster before we die or retire. I'll get you some tea.
How are you?
I was about to ask you, Brian. Are you finishing your law degree?
Is there much point? I'll never get to use it.
You're helping other prisoners with your knowledge of the law.
I couldn't do anything practical in court last year to help myself.
You did all right, considering what you were up against. The corrosive influence of Joseph Olinska, a corrupt police officer, a perjured witness and a corrupt judge. It's all in your appeal.
Yeah, but will any judge go against one of their own? Unlikely.
When the evidence stares him in the face, some might. Anyway, the big news is Tony Wednesday has retired.
Actually retired? Does that mean John Redfords can't get him now?
Oh, a crime is a crime. It's just made DCS Redfords more determined before he retires. Whether he'll succeed... You want to guess where Wednesday's gone?
To work for Joey Oldman.
Head of security for Cavendish Pharmaceuticals. £100,000 a year plus expenses. He told me at dinner the other night.
What does he have to do for that, I wonder?
An awful lot, I'd guess. I saved the best till last. The appeal court accepted your application and have set the date, March the 5th. Good news?
Oh, wow, amazing.
Congratulations, Brian. I hear you got your appeal date.
Yeah. Now I've got a lot of work, Derek.
Yeah, I got a blinding brief for what done my appeal. You could use him.
How come you're still here, then?
Yeah, you come to think of it, he weren't all that. In fact, he was rubbish.
I'll stick with myself, thanks. You got my dinner, Sanjeev?
No, nothing came through for you, Brian. Hang on, let me do the rest of these and I'll nip back to the kitchen and see what happened. I'll bring it to your cell.
You're a gentleman, Sanjeev.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes. Come in. Shut the door, Tony. What do you hear from the FBI agent Rex Pike these days?
Nothing. He took your money and buried the bribery investigation.
Well, someone seems to have dug it up again. It's another FBI investigation concerning gold bullion that went over to Robert Gallo in New York.
He took a fall, if I remember.
Attorney General warned me that the FBI is making inquiries about my possible involvement. An agent called Gavin McFadden is handling it. He's trying to resurrect the bribery allegations involving the FDA.
I'd best pop over to Washington and talk to this McFadden.
Well, be careful. He's an officious type and you're no longer a chief superintendent.
I'm always careful, Joey. I intend to go on looking after things. That business with Brian Braden got done finally. You'll have heard the last of him. Unless you want to give the eulogy at his funeral.
I'll forgo that pleasure. I suppose you want the plane.
That makes life easier. I could get used to the life. If McFadden will take some money, where does it come from? I could get it from my pot in the Caymans.
Your rate of interest would be too high. Talk to Menachem Hayek.
Will you talk to him first?
I told him to trust you, Tony. I do. Depending how much this FBI man costs.
Do you trust Menachem, Joey?
Is there a reason not to?
That's what you pay me for. Not just to look after Cavendish.
Maybe I should come on this trip with you. Count my money in the Caymans.
I'll get my secretary to book a flight slot tomorrow.
Tony, when the Brian Braden business is finally disposed of, I want the Belgravia house back. Julian Tilwick can return to the street where he belongs.
That goes without saying, Joey. I wouldn't mind living in a house like that. It's more befitting my current status. You know, my one-bedroom flat in Wandsworth doesn't really do it.
Well, remind me when it's all concluded.
Oh, is this how life is in retirement, Tony? Michelin-starred restaurants? Your local Chinese can't get past one for hygiene.
I'm busier than I ever was running the flying squad. Not many earners, though. I have to live on my expense account. They did give me an Audi.
You must be killing people for Joseph Alinska.
We don't even joke about such things, Sonia. Anyway, they kill enough people with their drugs. Oh, we mustn't joke about that either.
We better not get too serious.
When are you putting in your papers and joining me at Cavendish?
Well, is the pub in Devon a non-starter now?
If you said tomorrow your papers were in, I'd quit and start looking.
What would I do at Cavendish? Get your coffee and photocopying like I do for John Redvers?
How did he take my retirement? Badly?
He went into a flat spin. He had to go to Brixton twice in 1 week to get his hair cut.
Why Brixton? What's that about?
I thought you had your ear close to the floor at the yard. You don't know about John's fortnightly trips to Brixton for a haircut?
I guess he's seeing a woman without commitment.
Oh, I think she does cut his hair as well. You mustn't tell anyone.
I won't tell more than 1,000 people. Promise.
I'm serious, Tony. He'd be really stressed if it got out. His haircut is his only relief.
Who would I tell? Joey Alinska? He's got his own problems. His wife's not well, and the FBI's coming after him. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
We know we're in touch. John has regular phone calls with his counterpart in the FBI, Agent McFadden. Their witness, Robert Gallo's going wobbly.
I thought they'd held something back so they could send him up again.
Well, maybe he's calling their bluff.
Oh, you're winding me up. I'm going to Washington tomorrow to try and sort a couple of things for the boss. Then to the Cayman Islands to count my money. Do you want to come?
Oh, is there so much you can't manage it on your own?
Fact is, I fancy a shag at 30,000 feet. Do you know you can do that in a private jet?
I expect there's a stewardess on board. Shall we order?
Oh, Lord Alinsky, you're home. Thank goodness. Your wife is not at all well.
What's wrong with her? Why didn't you phone me?
Your number was always busy, sir.
Oh.
Margaret told me not to worry you.
Margaret, what's wrong? Tell me.
I don't know, Joseph. I got a shooting pain across my kidneys. It was so intense, I think I collapsed.
Well, why didn't Mrs. Jinx call Dr. Jordan?
Oh, I don't want to make a fuss. We get pains at our age, Joseph.
We will make a fuss. We pay these people enough. Look, tell me how you feel right now. Maybe we should go to Antibes. Sea air will do you good.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a bit better, my dear man.
I want you to get better, Margaret. I'll just get Dr. Jordan come and check you out.
No. The poor man will probably be at dinner.
You are my life. I'd never forgive myself if anything happened to you and I didn't take action. Dr. Jordan, this is Lord Olinska. I'd like you to come and examine Lady Olinska. The morning won't do, Doctor. She collapsed with kidney pains and she's a little breathless.
It's as well you insisted I attend this evening.
What? What's wrong with her?
I'm not sure. The liver does seem to be slightly inflamed. It's very tender when pressed. I think that was the cause of her pain, not the kidneys.
Well, can you give her something for it? I'd like to take her down to Antibes.
Ah, that's perhaps best delayed. I'd like to admit your wife to the Princess Grace Hospital for tests, just to be on the safe side. I've given her something for the shortness of breath, and I'll arrange for an ambulance to collect her at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Brian, what are you going to do, stay in bed all day? Braden, do you hear me? Braden? Oh, my God. Charlie, get the medical officer. I think he's dead. What's up, Mr. Rogers? Did he top himself?
What's the verdict, Doctor?
The truth is, Mr. Ryan, I don't know. He's alive, but only just. I'd guess poison of some sort. I've called an ambulance to take him to the hospital and into intensive care right away.
What sort of poison? Is this attempted suicide?
I can't give you an answer to either question at this stage.
Have we no idea what he's ingested?
It's something highly toxic. His kidneys are shutting down, his liver and his lungs. That's putting a great deal of strain on his heart. The hospital might know, but I'd be surprised if he makes it through the next 24 hours.
Well, let me know when the ambulance arrives. I don't want him dying on my watch.
Well, you'll not be surprised to learn that I didn't die, or I wouldn't be around to tell this story. It was touch and go for a month in intensive care, and they still didn't know what caused the problem. They thought some very sophisticated neurotoxin for which they had no real antidote. I was in and out of coma, and when I was conscious, I didn't help them, because I insisted they respect my ethical vegan regime. And that meant no drugs that either had animal parts in them or had been tested on animals. That just about ruled out everything in the hospital's armory. They pointed out that I could die without treatment. I was conscious enough to tell them I'd prefer to die with my principles intact. I was aware of Sonia Hope at my bedside, arguing my case, saying there were few enough principled people around and they must respect my wishes. But that only left them flushing my kidneys out with saline solution and giving blood transfusions. I missed my appeal date. There was a lot more to this story, as Tony Wednesday went off to do Joey Olinska's bidding.
Oh, Joseph. Joseph, this tea too weak for me. I have coffee instead.
What? Oh, what did you say, Anatoly?
Coffee, tea far too weak.
Yes, it's an especially pale oolong from Taiwan. Bojong. Rita, can we get a cappuccino for Mr. Popov?
It's Emma, Lord Olinska. Rita retired 3 years ago.
Just bring him some coffee and I'll have a tea. No, I've got tea.
Joseph, you seem distracted. You like me to talk with someone else?
They'll only tell you what you want to hear.
What I want to hear, Joseph?
Look, my advice would be to move your money out of this bank, Anatoly. Let's put it over in the Cayman Bank.
My money make money with Lehman Brothers. 8% here, 14% with Madoff. What I get in Cayman Bank? 1.5% fixed.
Here, we're betting with your deposits on mortgage-backed securities and calling them risk-free investments. Well, there is no such thing.
If you tell all clients to leave, bank will collapse. Joseph?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Anatoly. Margaret's gone into hospital for extensive tests. What did you say?
You advise all clients to leave Lehman Brothers?
Oh, just my clients. Like you, a number don't want to give up 8% for 1.5 in a safe haven.
Mr. Popoff's cappuccino, sir.
Has the hospital phoned, Margaret? Julia?
Emma. No, sir.
You go to hospital, Joseph. I drink coffee. Thank you.
Lord Olenska to see Dr. Jordan. Dennis? How is she?
Let's go in here, Joseph. Please, sit down.
Just tell me, for God's sake.
We need to get the results of the blood tests. I'm afraid it looks like the cancer is attacking your wife's liver again, Joseph.
Again? It's not fair. It can't be. Not again. It's completely gone before.
These things never go completely. The immune response just becomes more robust in fighting the cancer. That's the same for everyone. We're always fighting something.
Well, can it be treated again? I thought the liver was very resilient, regenerates when you cut out the cancer.
That can happen. We'll start her back on chemotherapy and targeted radiotherapy. And let's see what the oncologist has to say about surgery.
Oh, no, Joseph, not chemotherapy, not again. I couldn't bear it.
The oncologist will tailor the dosage so you're not feeling sick the whole time. I'm going to talk to the people at Cavendish. We'll find a drug to completely eradicate cancer. Well, we've been looking long enough. You might think we don't want the magic bullet. Wipe out half our profits.
You're such a good man, Joseph. You'll find an answer, not just for me, for everyone.
We'll spend all of Cavendish's fortune to find a solution for you, Margaret. We'll scour the world for the answer.
My dear man, I feel better already knowing you care so much. You look tired. You mustn't worry, Joseph.
Oh, could I not? I'm concerned about you.
Has something else happened?
Hmm? Huh? Oh, it's my client at the bank. It's about what might happen. I'm trying to ease my clients out, but some don't want to forego the money they're currently earning.
If you've given them the opportunity, your hands are clean.
Yeah. This isn't going to end well. Nor for the government.
Have you warned Tony Blair?
Yeah, I have, but he's managing Gordon Brown's political ambitions. And at the moment, Gordon's looking like a winner in the city with his light-touch regulation. And Mervyn King at the Bank of England acts like the merry-go-round's never going to stop.
Rex, good to see you again. Come in.
Hey, life in the fast lane now you're retired from Scotland Yard. Your expenses tab runs to a suite at the Rosemead Hotel?
And the private jet to bring me here.
I can't pretend I'm not impressed, Tony. Do they have any more jobs for when I quit the Bureau?
You could run security for Cavendish over here. How long do you have before you leave the FBI?
3 years. But it may be less with Boy Scout Gavin McFadden dogging my heels over the Cavendish bribes allegation.
I thought he was looking at the gold importing Robert Gallo allegedly did.
That's his bag, sure. At the Bureau, we have an automatic cross-reference computer system. A name comes up on one file, the computer searches out all references.
You squashed that file?
Sure, no case to answer. The name doesn't get erased. It comes up as a dead file. McFadden wants scalps on his belt.
Well, my experience with that kind of cop is you dangle the right carrot.
Well, I wish you well on this one, buddy. I'll give you what help I can, but he's achingly straight arrow.
I've got one of those cops up my arse in Britain. I learnt recently he goes for a haircut in Brixton every fortnight.
Does he go on company time?
He does. The lady barber is a hooker, as you say.
Interesting. He's compromised.
I've got a former colleague checking just how compromised. Has anyone done any checks on Agent McFadden? He'll have something like your former chief, J. Edgar Hoover, bashing gays and banging his number two, Clyde Tolson.
We don't talk about that in the Bureau. How long are you here? I'll get McFadden checked out. There's an ex-FBI who got pushed out by him. He'll do it.
See how long it takes. I'll pop over to the Caymans, then have a meet with Mr. Straightace. Did you change the view from this window, Menachem?
It changes every day, Tony. The observer changes it by looking, of course. Can I offer you a drink?
I don't think so. Just tell me how much of Lord Olinska's money you've stolen so far. Or shall I tell you?
Joseph asked a similar thing of me. Not how much I was stealing, but how much you were stealing from him.
You'd have to get up pretty early to steal from Joey Olinska. I suspect neither you or I are smart enough.
Recently, I feel his grasp of things is slipping, Tony. Have I imagined this?
Well, Lady Olinska's not well. It's a big distraction. He was coming out to check on his money, but decided to stay with her.
Very considerate of him. He sends you instead to test me.
I gave you some notice. Are we going to find any discrepancies in the accounting?
25 years I've looked after Joseph's money. Now he doesn't trust me?
You didn't answer my question.
There is a question for you first, Tony. Do you want to find any discrepancy?
That tells me all I need to know, Menachem.
What is your conclusion?
If I come to you at any point with a proposal, I'd say I can trust you.
The feeling is mutual, my friend.
For now, I can assure Joey his money is safe.
His 3-year fixed-term deposit is earning him £9,020,000 per annum.
Well, I dare say we could live very comfortably on that sort of interest, Menachem.
My door is always open whenever you wish to talk to me, Tony. Now, we will set up an account in the name of the FBI agent, Gavin McFadden. How much do you want placed in there to open this account?
A little over $50,000. So it triggers the information to the IRS.
Shall we say 51K?
Nah, make it 60. So it looks like a proper kickback.
Do you want it traceable to the policeman at Scotland Yard again?
No. A New York broker, Jonathan Weinstein. Cavendish uses him as a bagman. We want it to look authentic. Put the money in his wife's name. I'll get it back in Washington.
This will be arranged the moment I have the name.
Well, let me see if I can get it now. Then we know it's done. Just call him Pike.
Agent Pike.
Tony Wednesday. Is this line secure?
I can talk. I got some information on our Boy Scout. He's having an extramarital affair.
Oh, wouldn't you know it. A girl or a boy?
She's an analyst in the forensic division here. Merrill Lucy Weston. She's 21, he's 48.
Oh, better and better. Joey, your housekeeper said you're not yourself. You all right?
Oh, Tony, where have you been? You know, you're the only one allowed to call me Joey. I used to be Joey Oldman, out of Stepney. Did you know that?
Yeah, you've come a long way since then.
Yeah, I've made a few bob. My wife's not well.
I'm sorry to hear that, Joey. I thought there must be a reason your phone's not on.
I don't know what to do, Tony. For the first time, I don't know what to do, Tony. Why are you here? Have you got a message?
I've got some good news.
Is it about Margaret? Is she going to be all right?
I'll tell you what, Joey. I bet she's getting the very best treatment money can buy.
Is she? Oh, good mind to a fortune to get her better. You know, I've made a few bob over the years, squirreled it away. I'd happily spend it all to get Catherine well.
Margaret?
She's coming out of hospital. Is that why you came to see me?
Your housekeeper, Mrs. Jinx, is it? She said you hadn't been eating.
I sat by her bed, held her hand. Drugs didn't seem to be working. The tumour has metastasised to her brain, and they're giving her radiotherapy treatment.
Why don't I get your barber here to give you a shave, then dress and have some food Mrs. Jinx made. You'll feel better. Then we'll go to the hospital.
Yeah, you're a good man, Tony. I don't know what I'd do without you.
I'm here to serve you in any way I can.
How's your trip to Washington? Did you bring my plane back in one piece?
The trip went well. The FBI agent investigating the imported gold bullion is completely neutralised. We set up an account in his young girlfriend's name. $60,000. We can spring it the moment we need to.
That's a big relief. You know what I'm going to do, Tony? Show you my appreciation for your loyalty. I'm going to give you the head lease on the Belgravia house.
Oh, you don't need to do that, Joey. I'm well rewarded already.
You took a shine to that property, and I've got no one to leave it to when I die. Margaret's well provided for.
And what are you talking about? We got a long way down the road to go yet.
You'll have to pay the stamp duty to make it legal. And when that other business is concluded, you can throw Julian Turwitt out and move in.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You're worth it, Tony. Now, I should get some food and dressed and go and see my beloved wife.
A good idea.
I am deeply impressed with you, Tony, ordering in Chinese.
I do eat most of my meals here.
Is that why your skin's going yellow?
God, it's not, is it, Frank?
You're losing your sense of humour since you left the job, Tony. You're going to need it when you see what John Redvers plans for you. Right back to when you were a lowly DC and worked with George Fenwick. He reckons he's going to pull that bent bastard back in too.
I don't think he'd want to do that. If George ever decides to talk, there's still a lot of CID would have to turn in their papers.
What about you? A lot more would have to go, including some of the brass, is what I hear.
You heard wrong, Frank. I'm a Boy Scout like DCS Redvers. Two peas in the same pod.
Hope not. I got goods enough for him to lose all his shine.
The lady who gives him a haircut every fortnight.
And the rest. She likes to chase the dragon before she shags him.
Is he supplying to her?
I wish I could tell you that, Tony. But in all fairness to my governor, I can't.
You got something for me, though?
Our Boy Scout likes her spread-eagled, handcuffed to the bed frame, ankles as well. Best part is, she records it for him.
Oh, no, you can't. No! You can't make me! You can't make...
Joseph. You were shouting. Shush. You're going to wake all the other patients. I think you're having a nightmare.
Oh, God, I was... It frightened me. I was frightened.
What was it that scared you?
You're awake. How are you feeling now?
I'm worried about you. You've been asleep for ages.
That doesn't matter. You seem brighter, Margaret.
I feel a bit better. The doctors think I'm responding to their protocols.
Oh, that's wonderful. As soon as you're out of here, we'll fly down to Antibes for you to enjoy the sea. I can't think of the word, Margaret.
It's a small wonder. You're exhausted. Go home and get some proper rest. Doctor's orders.
I don't want to leave you. Don't make me leave, Catherine. Don't.
Oh, Joseph. This has all been too much for you. I promise to get well soon, for your sake. We'll go to our house.
See you. Some sea air, and it'll do you so much good.
And you. Please go home and rest, or I'll worry.
Don't ever leave me, Margaret.
Come in, John, come in. Dare say you'll be glad to see the back of this place.
One day. The Met's been like home to me for more years than I care to remember. Not all of them good, sir.
You don't need, sir.
Old habits die hard. It'll be with mixed feelings when I finally go out.
Well, at least it'll be on a high note. Joseph Alinska in court will be quite an achievement.
Getting him convicted will be something else.
The CPS thinks what we have meets their minimum criteria for prosecution, 51%.
With the help of Gavin McFadden at the FBI, we could have another go for handling the stolen bullion. Would it be enough for him to give up his cohort, Tony Wednesday?
You still want Wednesday, even though he's retired?
I'd retire happy if I could see them both in court.
Don't lose one, John, for the sake of trying to get two.
I'll talk to the FBI again and see if they think they've got a strong enough case to apply for extradition.
You have the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka at 2, Prime Minister.
Catch the Foreign Secretary and make sure he's free. Jackie, the Attorney General tells me the police are planning to prosecute Lord Alinska. Are you completely bonkers?
The police don't prosecute anyone, Prime Minister. The CPS does.
That's semantics. What's going on?
It seems he was involved in handling stolen gold bullion back in the 90s.
Wasn't he tried for that and found not guilty?
Not in America. The New York District Attorney's Office is applying here for an extradition warrant.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Don't they know who he is or care that his wife is gravely ill?
I doubt either aspect is a consideration.
It bloody well ought to be. Have a word. Set them straight.
Right, so there's only one item left on today's... One item on the... Word seems to have gone...
The last item on the agenda, Joseph. The magic bullet for cancer.
Have we found it? My wife's got liver cancer. Have we found a cure?
Cavendish would be the richest pharmaceutical company in the world.
We've been urgently looking at oxygenated water, Joseph.
With some success, I hope. Who are you?
Clive Bunter. I'm an MP, Joseph.
Of course you are. I know that. I sit with you in the House of Commons.
You're in the House of Lords. You resigned as an MP when you were ennobled.
Have we found the answer in oxygenated water?
Not yet, Joseph. We're still working on it.
Well, how long can it take, for God's sake? It's only water with oxygen.
It's a little more complicated than that, Joseph. Merck have spent 10 years and many billions of dollars trying to make oxygenated water. They're about to give up. We're spending an awful lot on research and getting nowhere.
There's a not-for-profit company out in Washington State selling oxygenated water. They seem to have cracked the problem.
At best, it's snake oil. It's not been approved by the FDA.
Probably this company doesn't make enough to bribe them.
Yeah. Has Margaret tried it for her cancer, Joseph?
The doctors don't want her to in case it disrupts the protocol. Let's pursue this company and either buy them out or reverse engineer their product. Or get our head of security to arrange to steal the formula. Tony's good for that.
Laura, please don't put that in the minutes.
Research is bleeding us dry. We've got to make more profit. More profit?
Why don't you formally call the meeting closed?
Closed? Closed? Can I give you a lift to House of Lords, Tim? I'm going to sign in and get my day's pay.
I'm not going to the Lords, Joseph. Clive goes that way.
I'll give him a lift then. Are you signing in to get paid as well?
I'll catch you up, Joseph. I just need a word with Tim.
Me, I'll... Tony Wednesday to steal the formula.
He's getting worse, Tim. I don't know if it's the result of his wife getting ill or age. I think we should ask him to step down as chairman. He's not coping lately.
Do you want to do that, Clive?
I was hoping you would. What about his shares? He's got a large voting block.
If we're going down this route, then we ought to ask the Lehman Brothers to take them in trust and give us a proxy vote. Is it that bad, Clive?
There's worse to come, Tim. Jackie Smith tells me the police are looking to prosecute him for theft. If that isn't bad enough, the New York DA wants to extradite him.
Oh, shit. Does Joseph know?
I think we should vote him out before that happens.
Yeah. How is she, Bella?
She's quite peaceful. Are you all right, sir? You call me Bella.
Why did you change your name?
It's always been Barbara, sir.
My mother's called Bella. I'd have remembered. I'll have tea with Mrs. Courtney.
Mrs. Courtney? Who is that, sir?
You playing games with me? Just get the tea. Margaret? Margaret? Margaret!
Oh. Joseph, what on earth's the matter? You startled me.
I couldn't make you hear, I thought you left me. Don't leave me, Margaret. Don't ever leave me. Please.
What's all right, Joseph? I'm still here, my dear man. I'm just tired.
I'll get in the car and drive down to Antibes. We can get a little place there.
Joseph, are you all right? We have a place there. It's lovely.
Yes, Tim. Tim. I asked Bella to make up some tea. Tea and crumpets with thick strawberry jam. They're my favourite. I keep forgetting names, Margaret. It's worrying.
I know. And you've been working too hard. You've been worrying too much.
I want you to get better so we can go to our house in France. There's a magic bullet that will help you.
Is there really, Joseph? That would be wonderful.
Oxygenated water. Cancer's hypoxic, and it can't exist where there's oxygen. Let's ring Tony Wednesday and ask him to steal some.
Oh, Joseph. My poor darling.
I'll ring him right now and get him started.
Wednesday?
You know who this is?
Yeah, ought to by now. What's the haps, Joey?
You always say, what's the apps? What does that mean?
Simply, what's happening? What's the problem?
My wife wants the oxygenated water. Want you to get it for her.
No problem. Where do I get it from? Tesco's?
Don't be foolish. You meet me in the usual place in 15 minutes.
The usual place was for safety when I was a detective. I could come to the house.
I'm not going to risk that in case you're followed. 15 minutes!
You sure you're all right, Joey?
Of course I'm all right. What? People keep asking that.
Well, at times you sound a little strange.
Well, is that surprising? People keep stealing my words. I'll be saying something and suddenly the word will be stolen from me.
We all have that problem, Joey. It's called DOB, date of birth.
Is it? I thought perhaps I was going... Look, can you steal the formula?
Maybe. What is it and where is it?
Oxygenated water. The formula is with an outfit in Northwest America.
Well, I expect we can find someone in the company and give them a nice few quid for it.
Yeah. Oh, I knew you could, Tony. Good man. Did you get Julian Turwitt out of your house yet?
Well, it's not my house yet, is it?
I signed the transfer papers on the lease. Menachem Hayek has the documents and all the other titles to my property. You'll have to go out there. Trust Menachem. You will look after things if anything happens to me, Tony. I don't trust anyone else.
Nothing's going to happen to you, Joey. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, it's good. It's a big weight off my mind. See, people are stealing my words, stealing my money. They think I don't know. I'm going to give you power of attorney so you could take care of things if I can't.
Well, that's a lot of responsibility you're trusting me with, Joey. Are you sure?
You're the only person I can... I
trust? What about your missus?
You'll see she's all right Someone's stolen the words.
You need a holiday, Joey. Look, why don't we get Lady Olinska and her maid and all fly out to the Cayman Islands? You can relax in the sun, close to your money.
Is the money safe, Tony? See, I've got a fair few bob there.
It's safe as houses there.
When I've got Julian Turwitt tucked in at Lehman Brothers, I want you to get him out of that house. Put him up in a smart hotel, and he'll go quietly then. You tell him you're doing repairs on the house.
Who pays for his hotel?
Well, you do for a week or so, and then stop. Lehman Brothers is going to go bust.
What do you mean? How can they? They're a bank.
Yeah, a bank run by fools. They won't listen to me. They will listen to Turwitt. He can gamble with their money. He'll bet anyone's money. You find that oxygenated... What is that?
I'll find it if it's to be found, Joey.
Yeah.
You best get back to Lady Olinska.
Yeah, yeah.
Stanley Gardens, Charles. Be lucky, Joey.
Yeah.
Shit. He is losing it.
This is Menachem Hayek. I'm not available at this moment. Please leave a short message.
Menachem, this is Tony Wednesday. Joseph looks like he's losing the plot.
Tony, this is Menachem. What does this mean?
I'm not an expert, but I'd say he's developing some sort of dementia.
This is not good news.
If the Americans bust him, they'll lock up all his assets.
Then you and I should meet again soon and discuss his investments.
I'll fly over.
Rex Pike?
Rex, it's Tony Wednesday.
How you doing, buddy? You ready to drop the dime on our Boy Scout?
I think the time is right now.
Consider it done.
Maureen, could you see if you can reach Gavin McFadden at the FBI?
Inspector Hope?
Sonia, it's DCS Redvers. Have you got a minute?
I was just going out to see Mrs. Braden. We're trying to get a new date for Brian Braden's appeal.
Good. That'll be more pressure on Joseph Ilinska.
I'll pop along, Gov.
Is this Special Agent McFadden?
No, Chief Superintendent. This is Agent Pike. I'm handling his cases.
Has something happened to Agent McFadden?
He's been suspended on corruption charges. A large amount of money was found in an account of a young FBI employee Agent McFadden was having an affair with.
What's happening with his investigations?
All suspended, pending our internal investigation.
Thank you. Maureen?
Deputy Assistant Commissioner Henderson wants you in his office right away.
Come in and shut the door, Chief Superintendent. What the hell a senior detective does, and with whom, in the privacy of his own home or hers, is entirely his affair. But when the Deputy Director of the FBI calls the Commissioner to complain about that detective, it's entirely another matter.
I don't know what this is about, sir.
Don't you? Well, take a look. This is what. A senior officer investigating a prominent person being on the internet shagging a young woman who is handcuffed to the bed!
I don't know how.
We'll be laughingstock. The Ilinska investigation and Tony Wednesday's is dead. I don't know how this got on the internet, but the fact is, it is there. Clear your desk.
I'll let you have my resignation.
Tony Wednesday, you're such a despicable bastard, you really are.
Oh, and I was going to invite you to lunch.
I don't care what you say. I know what happened to John Redvers was your doing. You're so callous. I suppose you'll be amply rewarded by your paymaster now the case against him has collapsed.
I won't bother denying it, son, as you won't believe I had nothing to do with it.
I don't ever want to talk to you again.
That's a bit harsh, Sonia. But what can I say? Not me, Gov.
Oh.
I had to accept that Joey Ilinska wasn't to be punished in this life. Not by John Redvers, or the FBI, or me. It made me think twice about pushing forward with my appeal. I suppose it was vanity on my part that pushed me forward, believing I could conduct this appeal on my own in front of a fair judge. Sonia stayed on in the Met so she could help me gather evidence for the appeal. It was a hell of a lot of work. I began to wonder if I could do it, even though the date was set down for January 2008. I really shouldn't have responded to my own vanity. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a disaster. But there I go, getting ahead of myself.
In G.F. Newman's The Corrupted, Lord Ilinska was played by Toby Jones. Brian, Joe Armstrong. Tony Wednesday, Alec Newman. Sonia Hope, Sarah Lambie. Margaret and Jackie Smith, Flora Montgomery. Catherine, Isabella Urbanowitz. DCS Redvers, Artie Frushan. Principal Officer Rogers and Menachem Hayek, Paul Kemp. Avidland, Nigel Pivaro. Mrs. Jinx, Suzanne Sylvester. FBI Agent Pike, Will Meredith. DAC Henderson, Nick Murchie. And Errol, Akbar Kurta. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Corrupted was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4. That's what I want.